B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing rings with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
This is how you know football season is back. Hell yeah! We gotta go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. We're bringing in RJ Bell of pregame.com, Fox Sports Radio. What do you got there, Hardy?
What you got, Hardy?
Go for it.
RJ Bell is brought to you by PropSwap. PropSwap, where America buys and sells sportsbook tickets. PropSwap.com.
RJ Bell is the hardest man in America to reach. You know that, RJ?
You know something? I was on just on ESPN New York giving the same story, so I'll give it to you quick. When the pandemic hit, iPhone 7, which I was a little behind, let me be honest there, it pooped out, right? So I'm like, I'm not leaving the house much. I don't need, you know, I'm fine. I'm not going to go worry about it. Then when things cleared up, you know, kind of in June here, it started clearing up a little bit. I'm hearing about there's an iPhone 11 coming out in like 6 weeks or something. I'm like, I'm just going to wait. Well, now that iPhone 11 is like October, and I think I made a mistake without a phone.
So you've just gone without it?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I like it.
Is it liberating, or are you using an iPad, or are you doing it? What else?
Oh, I use an iPad nonstop. I've got like six iPads.
Okay.
But it's a choice. The thing about that phone is it's in your hand all the time. So you sit down, it's like right there. It's almost like carrying a big bag of popcorn with you. You're going to eat that popcorn, right? But if you have to walk in the kitchen to get it, you're going to eat some, but not near as much. It's been great. But, I mean, to me, and not last thing on it, it's not even, they're not talking at dinner. It doesn't seem like people ever take even 15 minutes to think about something. And yeah, to me, it takes the time to think of things that aren't obvious. And, well, that's why we win.
Wow. I like it. Wow. Carrying around that iPhone, it's like a drunk baby carrying a pacifier dipped in scotch, you know?
I'm sucking that thing.
That's just to relax the baby. It's just to relax them.
Yeah, well, teething. Helps, yeah,
I know,
teething.
But, you know, you obsess on it. I'm with you.
Well, I will say this. We're entering for the third year the Super Contest Gold. Now, the Super Contest is $1,500. The Gold is $5,000.
Oh, boy.
And over the 2 years we've been in the Gold, me and Fezzik and one other guy have the fifth best record of all the wise guys in the world, really, effectively, because that's the biggest contest in the world for the NFL. It's pretty good.
What does COVID factor in this year when you're making your picks? Is it going to be a factor?
I think it's the biggest factor. In fact, we did our preview, and one of the guys said, you know, on the commercial, he's like, I feel like we're talking, or I'm talking COVID, every team. It's like, and then he's like, I'm going to talk about it less. And I'm like, well, then you're not going to be telling the truth. And that's always the thing when you're in entertainment, right? Do you keep saying the same thing, or do you maybe don't, but you're not giving them the truth? I believe it's the biggest factor, and especially early in the year. I don't know if it's going to be week 8, week 10. This is going to start to clear, you know, where, and here's the main factor, and it will stress why it's so prevalent early. It's about the lack of preparation, the prep time, is how does that affect new coaches? All right, so look at, you know, obviously Carolina, obviously the Giants, go up and down the list. You look at Dallas, okay, they're keeping their coordinator. Every one of these is how much is the team changing? Even quarterbacks, Tom Brady, you might have heard, went to Tampa Bay. It's like, this is a season where if you ever change teams, this will be the worst season to change teams. Unequivocally. So I don't know, is Brady, as the GOAT, going to be able to transcend that? I don't think anyone could. Maybe he learns quicker. Maybe it's week four they're at full strength. I think every team's going to be behind. And you know what? Belichick, the true genius in football, that's how I'm starting to say it now because it's what I believe. Think about how he's changed the Patriots' approach just since the collective bargaining agreement, you know, 5 or 6 years ago where they had less prep time. September has been an extended preseason.
Right.
So if you can't get ready, and what's been the result of that? There's been games in September. He made decisions that maybe hurt them a little in September, but it would help them at the end of the year. He'd rather win in January than September. Now imagine what percentage of the prep did they have this year compared to last year. If you guys had to guess, is it 50%?
I'd put it about half, yeah.
So that means it would take 2 months in theory to catch up.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I can understand that.
So having said all that, RJ, you don't love the Bucs getting 3.5 at New Orleans on Sunday?
Well, listen, remember this too. Who's in that quarterback room for the Saints?
Yeah.
Right?
Breece.
Breece for sure. But you
I'm not
also
saying that anyone on the show picked the Bucs getting 3.5 in New Orleans. But,
I did. But
but the point I was making about the quarterback room was Winston, you know, with all the knowledge of Tampa, right?
Oh, I think that's overblown.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
As a former quarterback.
Yeah,
former quarterback says it's overblown.
I've switched up into where I've tried to help the other team, and you try and give them as much as you can, and you end up maybe finding a thing or two, but not much.
What, the Jets didn't get anything out of you when you went there?
Not much.
No?
And then New England didn't get much out of me when I came back from the Jets. Yeah, so.
I apologize. I don't know the whole hit. So yeah. You were – give me an – if you
I was
don't
in
mind,
New England.
Give me an example where you were at some place for so long and then you went to another place.
New England. I was in New England for 8 years and then immediately went to the Jets after my contract ran out. And I just remember sitting on a bench in a weight room with Belichick, and he had a legal pad, and we sat there for an hour and a half just going over each individual player and idiosyncrasies and negatives of the players.
So how do you know how much that helped?
But I don't, because you get into the system of the game. I mean, maybe you're going to attack a guy from a weakness, I would tell you, about maybe this guy doesn't open his hips well or something, you know, or he doesn't run well down the seam. Something
well,
like that.
The fact it was with Belichick.
Yep.
Because now when you left New England, I would have been scared to say anything because Belichick knows what I know.
He already knew that, though.
He's going to then make that a disadvantage. That's how good he is.
Yep. And then when I went to Miami, then New England called, like, hey, what can you give us about the Jets in return? I mean, it's a let's see what we could get. You know, any little tidbit, but I do think it's somewhat overblown. But I want to
real quick, I'm just so curious about this. 10 seconds. Is every time, though, you've ever switched teams or anyone you've seen switch teams, the team's trying to get that information?
Oh, God, yes. Yep.
Okay.
Do you have your playbook? Did you bring your playbook? Did they take everything from you? Did you run any copies off? Give us what you can on the 2 minute calls.
Yeah.
Do you remember the 2 minute calls? What's Roger? What's Vector? You know, give me this one.
That's fast. I love players. You know, to me, so, you know, back in the old days, and you know how much I love this show, and I say that sincerely, you know, they'd put players in media that just weren't ready for it. But you get a guy that can broadcast, that was on that field, and it's just a different perspective.
That's it.
That's
why I'm here.
Sorry, Jake.
That's number one show.
Complimenting Scott Solak.
But if you're going to look at Brady going to Tampa, and that's sort of being a negative thing because of the situation this year and the lack of prep, you have to do the same with Newton coming here, right, with less talent around him, don't you?
You know, you're right, except here's the thing about less prep time. Do you do everything 50%? No. You do as much as you can do fully. And I think Belichick's going to figure that out. Remember, I'm at my end of my 40s here, right? So I'm starting to feel that, I can go back to the strike season in 86 or whatever. But you guys may or may not remember, Bill Walsh, a true genius too, came out in the wishbone and ran the option with the replacement players. And the theory being, I can teach the option, I can't teach the West Coast offense. I think Belichick is going to be the one that can handle this, especially with Cam as a running quarterback. If you're looking at any prop bets, I'd be looking at Cam over rushing yards, early in the year because I think they're going to play like a college team.
Let's throw a couple of our picks at you. Mine this weekend was Philadelphia covering 5.5 against Washington football team. First-year head coach, but experienced head coach in Ron Rivera there. But I like the Eagles coming out of the gate. Your thoughts?
Okay. Now, this is the absolute, this is the absolute truth. So we do, one of the things we do on that podcast is each of the three of us makes their best bet, and that's three of our five picks. My pick was the opposite side, Washington.
Awesome.
Wow.
And my thinking is I think Philly's injuries on the O-line, and if there's one position group that lack of prep is going to hurt and not even get hardly any attention, it's O-line. And we've talked about how even, again, talking about that collective bargaining agreement, the O-line play has really suffered with the lack of prep time generally. Forget now this year. And with Philly, you've got two injuries that are just uprooting the entire line. I'm not sure. And they have multiple injuries at wide receiver. Now, we call those cluster injuries because the first one maybe doesn't mean that much. But now when you have the second one or the third, sometimes it gets to be humongous. Remember, like the Steelers 5 years ago, they had like three running backs out in the playoffs. They couldn't play. I mean, it was like you can't play when you're taking someone off there. Now, obviously, Philly's not that bad, but boy, you better hope for a low-scoring game because, I mean, I don't think Philly scores a lot here.
I can only assume that the other two people then picked the other best game on the board, which is the Lions giving three to the Bears.
All right, now this wasn't one of the three picks, but it was probably the fourth pick. A lot of people like the Lions here. I'm worried about the line. So let's just objectively, and you're saying, well, if you're worried about the line, how do you like the pick? It directionally feels right. I think it's just gotten expensive because home field advantage is maybe 2 points, right, instead of three.
Mm-hmm.
So now the Lions are a better team than the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, you know, do you feel that?
Yes.
All right, well, the win total on the Bears was 8. The win total on the Lions, or not was, is 8, and Lions is 7. So this is like a riddle on how the Bears can, how the Lions can be favored by 3 if they're supposed to win one less game. And you know what the answer is? It's they're building in that Mitch isn't going to be quarterback for the Bears for very long, and that there's going to be an upgrade with Foles, thus the team gets better. So the Bears right now are maybe worse than the Lions because they got Trubisky, but with Foles they're going to be better than the Lions, thus they have the better win total. So even the season win total is predicting Mitch won't be quarterback too long.
All right, before we let you go, anything on the Celtics tonight? They are playing a game 7, very important here in Boston. I don't even know the line, to be honest with you, but how do you feel about it?
Yesterday it was 2.5. I haven't looked at today's update. I think it's been a great series. I mean, probably the two best coaches. I'll just lift from Bill Simmons because I thought he made a good point, is that if you look at Nurse, he's so aggressive trying to get the calls. He's like working the game.
It's helped him. It's helped him in this series.
And Stevens is so cerebral that it feels like that difference is the difference. By the way, I love you want just one pick in 30 seconds?
Yeah.
I love a pick this week. It's one of my 5 favorite picks of the season, I mean. Okay.
We're ready.
Arizona Cardinals plus 7. And it's a 30-second reason. If you look at pro or football outsiders, they do a DVOA on mm-hmm. every offense, every game. And there's 512 offenses that get a grade throughout the entire regular season. Arizona played San Francisco, obviously, twice last year. Their offensive ranking out of 512 in those two games was number 10 and number 11, which is shocking, almost unbelievable. And there is something schematically going on that San Fran can't stop them. And we're getting 7, Arizona.
Okay. I like it. I like it, RJ.
It's good having you back,
RJ,
buddy.
RJ, great to hear from you, bud.
Hey, guys, all joking aside, sorry about that. You're one of my, as fun a show as I'm on, and I'm here as long as you want me.
All right.
Love
done
it.
Deal.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
see you,
RJ.
Bye-bye.
RJ Bell on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. He ditched his cell phone. That would explain some things.
I thought he got in a fight with, like, Murray and Lifshitz or something.
He's waiting on the iPhone 11.
I think I have an iPhone 11.
No, you don't. I don't think it's on.
It's 11. 12.
He's waiting 12. On 12.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got 12.
I forget the numbers.
He's waiting on the 12.
You ever leave your house without your phone and go like an hour or
can't
two without it?
I can't do it anymore. I'm addicted.
I know. I've done it a couple of times in the last like 6 months or so. It is liberating. It's like you can't do anything about it.
Yeah. It's like the movie channels I got rid of. I kind of want the movie channels back.
Just get them.
I was scrolling through. I was paying for them already.
Would you?
I got a hookup. I'm working on something.
Bruins Luchador sending something your way?
Little black box.
Hockey boy.
Hockey
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Hockey boy.
So you can still go to YouTube TV, bud.
I don't like connecting all that crap.
I got Red Zone now.
617-779-0985, the phone number for you. Jump on board. We got open lines. We have a great opportunity in front of us.
Yeah.
To get to some calls before we get to today's takeaways.
Let's do it.
Fake promos at 150.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yep.
It's a good show.
Hey, guys, turn on the radio. They're blowing whistles.
Marcus Smart upset.
Count it and the foul.
Marcus Smart upset.
Count it and the foul.
Marcus Smart upset.
Count it and the foul.
Marcus Smart upset.
No, but this is, we're getting you ready for game day. Here we go.
Late tip tonight. Late one. It's going to be like a late night for some of us.
It feels like day of game seven. Like a normal one.
Like nothing feels normal anymore, so.
If this was at the Garden.
If this were at the Garden tonight?
Yeah, we'd be geeked for it.
Yeah, a little different than that.
Yeah. Sucks. What do you do? What do you do?
Not only that, this would be in Toronto, but that's
Toronto.
Different story.
Toronto!
I get the example you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Toronto! Yeah, it's probably better.
How much more we would hate Nick Nurse if you were like going back and forth to cities? And he did that little thing at home. Oh, he got away with one at his home court down in the corner. Dick.
But there is a Game 7 tonight. Celtics, Raptors, and you can hear it right here on 98.5. The Sports Hub, Grandy and Max, ready to go with the fastest 30 minutes in sports beginning at 8:30 tonight.
Huh. There you go.
How you feeling?
I feel they're going to handle them quite easily. Celtics by 15.
If you're to go back to the point RJ was making, which a lot of people have made this series, that Nick Nurse crying all series has helped him. If you're Brad Stevens, do you try some of that tonight? To get on him early?
I would have been on it since the end of last game with his shenanigans that Nurse pulled, and make sure that the league understands like we're not going to tolerate this. We don't want this. Again, Celtics are the better team. They're the better team on paper. They go out and play their game tonight, play good defense from the start, and don't let Lowry get hot and where he goes through these spurts where he can hang 20 and a half. Don't let him do that.
You know what I would do? If I were a coach, and I think a lot of coaches do this, but when Brad Stevens is there tonight and you see the refs out on the court prior to the game, during warm-ups, that type of thing, when they're out there, get loose themselves.
Golly Willikers.
Hey, guys, man. Gee Willikers. Thank God you guys are here. Thank gosh you're here.
Yeah.
Oh, the officiating in this series has been putrid.
Did you guys see that malarkey that they that they tried to pull on us.
Zach Zarba, am I happy to see you.
Listen, thank I would have been here a couple minutes earlier, but I tripped over Nick Nurse. He was standing on the floor in the corner.
Oh, this guy. Wait till you see Nurse tonight. Oh, God. Pay no attention to him. He's been crying the whole series. Oh, this guy never shuts up. He's so annoying. Great to see you, Scott. Scott Foster.
Yeah, Scotty
hey, how's,
boy.
How's Tim Donaghy doing anyway? Good.
Last time I talked to him.
Good.
Need to use
good.
My phone?
By the way,
any last minute call to make before tip off?
I don't know if you saw, we're 2.5-point favorites tonight.
Yeah, I'd take us to cover, boys.
You know, I mean, that's the route I would go if I were him. Yeah, butter them all up before the game. That's probably more effective than trying to, you know, get on them and yell and scream at them early. Bill Belichick, I think, does this, though. I always pay attention to Bill saying hello to the refs. Goes out of his way. Says
Mike,
hi to
how you doing, Mike?
Oh, yep. He does. He knows all their names, yep. Artie. It's impressive.
Tony Corrente, good to see you. Your teeth are chattering in Denver. It's warm here.
and every time, you know, you see Bill rip refs in game. Mm-hmm. We've seen it before. And then after the game, when he gets asked about it,
He
always goes back to that answer of, well, you know, they have a tough job to do.
He protects them.
He does.
It protects the sanctity of what I tell them.
He said,
and they tell
well,
me.
You know, they've got a tough job out there.
Dude, like that Kansas City game was an embarrassment last year. And that thing was bad. The point Steratore's brother's like, he's looking for you. Like, he was awful, Gene. He goes, yeah, I know.
Who was looking for who?
Steratore's brother was on that game.
Yeah.
On the Kansas City game that they botched.
Yeah, we torched him.
Oh.
Who was he looking
for? I saw Gene. He goes, my brother's looking for you, man.
For you.
Yeah, tell him to call the game right.
Oh, because you killed him on the broadcast.
Oh, I killed him. It'd be interesting to see what his brother's got to say, because he's in the booth now making $500,000.
And he knew you had said that about
him. Oh, yeah. He goes, my brother's looking for you, pal.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Tell him nowhere to find me, right here. I ain't moving.
Give him my number.
Yeah. I ain't tough to find.
Yeah, right here. Right next to you, pal.
You know where to find me,
he's
Gene.
Let me tell you something.
Pass it along.
He's got that pinky pointing out of me. Let me tell you something here, okay? All right? He's making a sandwich in there.
A little bit of a Parcells thing to him, no? Yeah.
Who? Gene?
Gene.
Oh, he's Alpha. Yeah.
Yeah, sort of similar, right?
Gene likes the room. He wants to own the room when he walks in. How you doing? How you
doing? Quick line.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's get to your calls. 617-779-0985.
Real quick. So he's making $500,000. You know, they put the food spread. That's what I'm interested to see, what they do with the CBS food spread.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to get boxed lunches on Sunday.
Okay.
I wonder if they're going to take care of Nance and Romo and Gene, because Gene's going to be there. So they get the meat platter in the back, and you know Romo and Nance are eating the hot stuff. Of course, Gene being the Italian,
ain't gonna be no food
Italian
the
guy
way.
From Pittsburgh, he's mayonnaising his bread up. You know, look at this, I got no jumbo here. No. What do you mean I got no jumbo? Bologna. He's mad. They got like ham, turkey, roast beef. No bologna.
You don't have to worry about it this week.
Yeah.
Speaking of Romo, how about Mabel in the car?
Oh, nice,
Mabel.
Look at you.
Football! Woo! You guys ready for football or what?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Been a long summer, boys. I'm ready for Sunday night. How about you guys?
I don't know. Your quarterback ready to go?
What do you think?
I hope so. I hope he's pissed off by
mini skip
Skip
over
Bayless
here.
Said.
Mini skip.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, yeah, there's kind of a sideways skip there.
That no, I'm serious. Like that should put a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. I'll show these
animals. Don't even get me started with Skip. He's a Yeah,
Mabel.
We don't
wait.
Even want to talk about him.
Wait till you see this stadium that they're playing in out in L.A. Oh,
yeah,
is it beautiful?
Correct me if I'm wrong. For Texas Stadium, are they the 50%?
No.
Is Jerry allowing 50% or 40%?
No, they're down around 25, 22, I think. 22%. Jerry's going to push it. He has made people in there as they can.
But that's what, almost 20,000 people, right?
You'll still be able to hear him a little bit.
I think so.
Yeah. I'm telling you, last night I could hear him. You heard those fans last night.
Yeah. I wasn't affected by it at all. I mean, it's weird when they do the big wide shot and you see them all spread out. But once the game starts.
Once you're into the game and they do the tight shots and the motion. And
I heard you mention the NBA earlier, too. I'm not even noticing it. As a matter of, I mean, it is nice.
I notice it because it's the same court every time.
Well, it's the same court, but, you know, they got the screens up at the fans. Just
I like
that. In a regular game, you can see someone staring at their phone on, you know, it, you know, enlarged as opposed to actually watching the game. It's just like, you know, a normal setup. Yeah, people sitting there courtside staring at their phones.
It'd be great if, like, for the finals, you could fly one super fan in from each, you know, area. Like, Jimmy Stewart could sit under the bucket with his hands up.
The Cowboys have not yet announced what they will allow in. Texas health law currently allows up to 50%.
Whew.
Wow.
They have not announced what they will allow yet.
That stadium hold now at 90,000?
Yeah.
80,000 seat stadium. Oh. So they could allow 40,000 people in if they wanted to.
Texas, baby. Mm-hmm. Big.
To headlines we go. More of your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub. How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Keep on rolling. Keep on rolling. Ooh. As soon as you are able.
You get all the boys.
Let's go back to your call. 617-779-0985. Alan is in California. Hey, Alan.
I think the fans were booing and making a statement that they don't appreciate having the business districts of all the major cities firebombed. You know, if you're going to have a movement, Martin Luther King said it, it better be legit. And what the fans are saying, and they don't mind telling you, the movement is no longer legitimate. That's what they were booing. They weren't booing the players. They weren't booing the family of George Floyd. We all condemn murder, blatant, violent, you know, violation of people's civil rights.
So, Alan,
when you're bombing.
Just so people know what you're talking about last night's game. Yeah. Prior to the game, if you missed it, it was before the kickoff. It was the Chiefs and the Texans together locking arms for a moment of silence. And they were booed on the field.
Correct.
But apparently the players themselves were not getting booed.
There was no song. There was no anthem. There was no flag. It was just them doing that.
It was something separate from that. Ned is in Methuen. Hi, Ned.
Hello, guys. Hi. I'm a first-time caller. I love your show.
Thank you.
And I have a question about Julian Edelman and sure. Kind of like a plan B. And then a comment, and then I'll drop off. Excuse me very much.
Thank you very much.
With Julian Edelman, probably pretty banged up, and he's 34. And would you ever think the Patriots would consider James White as a slot receiver?
No. No.
Yeah, we've done this before.
No. It's going to be Gunnar Olszewski.
It's not the first time this has sort of come up. You know, if Edelman's hurt, where do you go? And can James White be a slot guy?
Burkhead's more of a slot guy, flex guy, if anything, out of the backfield. James is your third down back. That's not going to change. You need that type of player. That's the role. It's an important role in this team.
Gunnar Olszewski is earmarked to be the next Edelman.
It's Welker. It's Edelman. It's, Amendola. It's Olszewski. He's in the mold. He's in the mix. He's got to prove he can catch the football. An issue is catching the football.
Well, Bill Belichick, open. I mean, we haven't watched him at all.
Dude, he said Bill's.
I don't know if you know that. I don't know if you know, but Zoe hasn't made it to practice.
I can't wait for a pregame on Channel 4. Like, what do you think?
I don't know. But Bill Belichick has raved about Olszewski in camp and said that he has had a great offseason.
Nobody's worked hard.
Has put in a lot of work. I don't know that he used the nobody works harder than Olszewski line.
Yeah, he worked his ass off.
But he has spoken very highly of Gunnar this camp. So we'll see if it translates into some success on the field for the young man.
Got the
Tim and Totten on Game 7 tonight, Celtics-Raptors. Hi, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Happy day, Game 7.
Yeah, what do you guys think? Who's going to take it?
Celtics, because the Celtics are the balls.
Exactly. That last game, I mean, in double overtime, the Celtics stopped playing. I mean, how are you going to just drive down?
They had a chance to win in regulation. They had a chance to win with the lead in overtime and in double overtime. So this is even beyond the call on Kemba, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm not talking about the call on Kemba. I'm talking about in overtime, Tatum driving down.
They got to move the ball.
Yeah. They got to move the ball. You can't just drive down, try to do some fancy stuff with 2 minutes left. It's not like they had 30 seconds and they're trying to get 2 points up and get a foul. They're doing this with 3 minutes on the clock.
I don't know where he was going, too. Like, there were people packed in a lane there, and he's doing a crossover. He tried to go right to left, down the middle of the lane. There was nothing there.
So what are you saying? They were so discouraged by the way the first overtime ended that they stopped playing in the second overtime?
They had the lead.
They were playing YMCA ball at the end.
I didn't see that part. Plus, you guys got guys out there for 51 minutes, 52 minutes.
Yeah, 52 minutes.
I mean,
you think they were playing YMCA ball?
No, I think they were trying to win even in the second overtime.
I know what you're. I knew he was going to do it. I knew he was going to do it. Come on, it's Friday.
Why don't you put this on tonight?
I might listen to the whole Go West album on the way home.
This is not Go West.
I might go to the Hockomock YMCA and take a shower on the way home.
I don't know if those showers are open.
The Indian going to be there?
No, man. There's no need to feel down. I said, young man.
Who needs Chino?
Pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man.
Don't do this, Celtics, if you go to overtime tonight. Short on your dough.
Short on your dough. You can stay there. And I'm sure you will find many ways to have.
Let's go, Quincy.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
It's like DJ Alexi.
They have everything that you're meant to enjoy. You can hang out all the boys. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Every time I hear the Village People now, all I can think about is Lenny Clark at Studio 54 telling us that he tells us everyone who's there.
His ass is sticking out.
The construction worker. The Indian was there. I go, how'd you know it was him?
He was
dressed like him.
Yeah, the guy, the chaps, and his ass was sticking out.
That's how he went to Studio 54 in costume.
This is Go West, though.
Damn right. Disappointing track on the Go West album.
The title track?
Yeah.
Together, we will go our way. Together, we will leave someday.
Together. What's the name of the Bruins band? Was it the Bear? Bear Force
together.
One.
We will make the plans. Together, we will fly so
give me a scotch.
Together. Our friends goodbye.
Woo!
Together.
See you guys.
We'll start like new. Together. This is
Today's takeaways are next.
Thank God.
Big promo Friday. Toes on cloud nine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
All right, folks, today's takeaway is brought to you by Waking 180 Weight Loss. It's September, and you're settling into that new routine. Why not make losing weight part of that new routine with the Waking 180 Weight Loss? Check it out at Waking180WeightLoss.com. It is free. Not free. It is fake promo Friday.
A free promo. I messed up.
Well, we don't charge for them, so no, they are free.
They are free. A lot of hard work was put into this by us. Yeah. Give it to me, baby.
All
how
right.
many do we have?
How many?
We have eight fake promos
today.
Oh,
Jesus, you better get going.
All right, let's roll them. Here we go.
Sure go.
Yeah. 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Craig is in the car. What's up, Craig?
Hey, Zo.
What's up?
Yeah.
Hoya.
Yeah.
Hoya.
So.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.
That is this show summed up.
I kind of like that new entry. When you come in and you want to talk to me, it's like, hoya.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if we need to make it a thing. I thought maybe just with that one guy and
just
you two
guy,
can do
yeah.
it. But yeah, certainly don't want to make a
cranky pants.
Habit out of it. Don't, oh, yep. Quick show of hands.
No,
anybody else want
I vote
it?
No.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
What if Al Pacino played the Pat Morita part in The Karate Kid?
I'll tell you what. You don't need to let us wax it off and wax it off. And take 20, I shoot you in the head.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Miyagi is now armed.
Hey, Manny. You get the Karate Kid. You know? Hoo-ha. Give him the convertible. I don't care.
It's three movies.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
What do you expect him to add to the team?
He's probably going to need a week before he gets on the field.
Lee Wynn going to be available for Saturday.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Not that bad.
And you're there,
not
and,
that bad.
And that's our Revs guy.
You know what? Okay. All right.
What's your guy's name?
You want to
talk a little cleat?
Mr. Football Americano.
Joke's going to be on both you dummies. Because I'm going to be the only one watching that game tomorrow night. I'm going to come in on Monday and tell you that Lee Wynn played, and you're not going to know whether
football.
He did or not.
Not the Americano version. The real deal.
That's right. The beautiful game. The beautiful game.
The beautiful game.
That's right.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Is Casario leaving and we don't know?
I am not a yoga person.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That was a misconnection between her and T-Bone, I
sure
tell you.
Was.
Yeah, it's too bad. Thought those kids were going to make it.
Yeah.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Shop and Stop brand right there. Look at that. How'd Santa know to go get him at Shop and Stop? It's crazy.
What store was that?
Stop and Shop.
Shop and Stop.
Shop and Stop.
He said it that way twice.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
White guy. Big white guy.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
No, it's a basket market.
Wiggly Piggly.
Wiggly Piggly. The P&A.
Eagle Giant.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
That's all.
Can Jared's- you do a dinosaur sound, Zo, or is it too much like a Wookiee sound?
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports
Hub. What a week,
hub.
Guys.
It's like holy that crap. Sick one. That was a sick one when they first pulled over in the ride. By the way, I've driven past I get out of here, what, 2 o'clock? By 3 o'clock,
I'm Jurassic
past,
Quest.
2:45, heading past the stadium. It is freaking packed. Line out on the Route 1. Like,
packed.
What are you people doing?
I'll tell you why. People are desperate to find things to consume the hours with their children.
You can see
I am right
the
there with them.
I drive by my kid. Look at it. There it is.
It's been a long 6 months, though, in case you haven't noticed.
Two more.
Jason 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
All right, now is the time to celebrate. Football is back.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Celebrate the hell out of it this weekend.
Put celery in there with it.
Go to Y Big, get some food and celery.
Yeah. Call Butcher Sam.
Final one, here we go.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hello.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We couldn't do that during COVID. We couldn't do it on remote like that. That's
not
the
like
stuff
that.
That sort of comes organic with the show.
Yeah.
Hello. Ding dong. I want that for my new doorbell. Hello. You think they have like
have
the doorbells for the tea?
You got to have the voice to go along with it.
Someone's at the front door. Please get it. Entrance.
Lanny does the best tea announcements.
Black Street does up right. Black Street. This is a D train.
All right, boys. Have a good weekend.
All right. Enjoy the game on Sunday. I'll be back with you at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Pre-game coverage gets you started for a day of football.
Football day in New England.
It's coming up on Sunday. Felger and Maz are coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub. And now,
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listeners.
Felger and Mass.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mass.
Q-U-I-T quit.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
So, it will be, this will be the Patriots' first game in almost 20 years without Tom Brady. What pressure is on you? Is there pressure on you? And sort of what's your mindset as you take this team into a new era?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you want me to say there. I mean, I've been here going on a month and a half. And I'm ready. I don't think it's pressure. No, it's not pressure. Just do your job. And I'm planning on doing mine. So, I know opening day, he's not going to really be worried about little old me. And I know opening day, I just have other things to be focusing on rather than who was here before me. I just know I got to do right by my opportunity that I do get and make the most of it.
Right, are you ready? That's the question. That's going to be my leadoff take here on an agenda-free Friday. Maz and Murray alongside from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Fellas, how you doing?
Good, you?
Agenda-free really? Friday is driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. Our car buying is always agenda-free. Choose some new Acuras, Audis, Hondas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.